Win free McCafe coffee for a year on the My Maccas app. See website for full T&Cs. Jess and Ducko. This is the Jess and Ducko podcast.
Welcome to the podcast, everyone.
I am shocked and rattled to my core, Ducko.
What's in that coffee this morning, Pez? Is it bitch juice?
Because Babs said that this morning on the show.
Absolutely. Yeah. That was the sledgiest sledge she could come up with. And you can hear her grin in her voice.
Yeah.
She's incapable of being mean this week, girl. She joins us on the mic. Hi, Babs.
Hello.
But why I'm rattled is because we found a BuzzFeed quiz, as we knew one would exist.
Yeah.
What sort of rice are you? Yeah. You know, our collective noun is the rice cookers. So it begs the question, what sort of rice are we?
Well, you can't cook rice without a rice cooker, can you?
There's so many types of rice. Quick, shy guy, how many types of rice are there?
Oh, basmati, six. Jasmine, longan, brown, white.
There's got to be more. Arborio, cannaroli.
White, brown, basmati, Thai.
Thai?
Thai jasmine.
Sticky?
Arborio.
Arborio is for risotto, so is cannaroli.
I didn't think about that.
Parboiled medium grain. Glutinous rice.
Oh, yeah.
Is glutinous what they put in sushi? I think that's what they use for sushi rice. Yeah, because it's like sticky.
Black rice. Black rice is an interesting one.
Yes, Zambrero uses black rice in their healthy burritos.
Is that meant to be more healthy just because it's a different colour?
Great question.
Spanish,
I'm not sure.
Wild rice.
So look,
Kushikatari sushi rice.
There's so many types of rice. And BuzzFeed did this quiz. We knew. I think we could have pegged Shy Guy's rice without him having done the quiz. He got white.
White rice.
Mm. What has shocked me to my core is Babs also got white.
Yeah.
You got white rice, Babs.
I was shocked too, don't you worry.
That means you and Shy Guy put in very similar answers to that quiz, which means you're similar people.
Okay.
What did you say your favourite subject at school was for that answer?
English.
Yeah. Did you say English too?
No. I said PE. But it was that or art, but I went for PE.
Yeah, I'm really shocked she got white.
Yeah, me too.
I thought you'd be one of the kooky ones.
Yeah,
I did Mexican as well.
I did Mexican too, that's
what I
think.
Oh, I did Thai for my food.
Because I went back and tried to change it. Because I was like,
I want to change. If you could be any rice, what would you be?
I wonder what's making it similar, and I think it could have been Mexican.
What'd you say you did in your spare time?
Yeah, your hobby.
Hobbies.
Hobbies, okay.
Yeah, because I looked up is shopping a hobby, and it says yes.
Okay.
So,
if gardening was on there, she would have hit gardening, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I like to do little.
What was the other one? How do you see yourself? Was it like funny?
The word you'd use to describe yourself. Hardworking, adaptable, fun.
I think I said friendly, maybe.
Yeah, you are friendly.
What did you say, Shy? Because you couldn't have said friendly.
I said adaptable.
Well, isn't that interesting? That lends itself to white rice, very adaptable rice. Mm. You can use it in many things.
I think someone told me that the BuzzFeed quizzes, it just matters the last two questions. That impacts your result. Every question before that means
it's
absolutely
fluff.
Nothing.
That would make sense.
But also, we look at us, Ducko.
Yeah, we got the same.
We both got jasmine.
Mm, that's interesting.
Which I'm not mad about.
And now,
because we are similar.
We are similar in a lot of ways. Yeah. But our last questions were definitely different.
That's right. We picked different pictures that we connected with. We picked different subjects.
Different favourite foods.
What was your word that you said to describe yourself? Adventurous, funny, adaptable, hardworking.
Maybe I did adventurous.
Did you adventurous? See, I did friendly too.
Ah. Are they all just, is there only two options?
Maybe we need
to
get
more. That's
what
I keep thinking. Is there only jasmine?
Yeah.
We need to get more scientific with this.
Yeah.
Should we make our own quiz? Okay.
Yeah. Because what rice, if you could say you're any, what rice would you actually say you were?
I would say long grain.
Long grain.
Yeah. I lie to you. I would say I'm a Arborio.
Mm.
Okay. Which is the one used for risotto.
I don't know what I'd be.
Because it's short and stumpy.
that fits.
And absorbs a lot.
That fits.
I absorb a lot. I'm spongy.
Yeah.
I hold on to things.
Yeah.
Like chicken stock, like the Arborio rice.
Oh, yes.
What did you say you'd be? Basmati.
Yeah, I think so. I think I'd be basmati.
Basmati. Why do you connect with basmati? I'm putting you on the spot there, I realise.
I have it with my lunch every day.
Oh, you just eat a lot of it?
That's all. I don't know the ins and outs of basmati too much. I think you'd be, I could be dark wild rice, actually.
You could be dark. No, see, I think that's Babs. She's wild.
Oh. No, really? I don't think Babs is wild.
You don't think she's wild?
No, I think she's pretty,
I think she puts on a facade for us. And then behind the scenes with Grandpa Brian.
You could be red cargo rice.
What's red cargo rice?
Don't know what that does. Anyway, you can tell
But the
rice
only
chat.
One that's accurate, Shy Guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are you happy with that, Shy Guy? Would you describe yourself as that?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah.
I mean, the Valencia rice looks nice.
We got 2 weeks of holidays coming up. What are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you
What do you do without radio, without us?
I'll find another show to tack on to.
Would you really?
No, I'm not going to work.
Oh.
What were you doing?
I've got to put together our best of show, and then I've got to do podcasts for that.
So you're going to work?
You love
for the whole time.
You are obsessed with your work. Would you say that? I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, you love your work.
Yeah.
He's white rice, baby. He's adaptable and hardworking.
I'll probably work like 2 days or 1 day throughout the holidays.
Okay. Yeah. Is that because you don't have the leave accrued?
I'll do everything this week.
You'll put your slides on and you'll log on remotely and you'll just do it.
I could do it from home.
I thought Toes, the nickname for Toes was Piggies, but someone commented on a picture of Shy Guy being like, Shy Guy's got the dogs out.
Yeah. Who let the dogs out?
I have long toes.
You do have long toes. My wife was commenting
someone
on your toes.
Someone told me I had finger toes.
Oh.
You do. You look like...
Finger toes is gross.
You know, one evolution stage back where we used our feet a bit more. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You look like you could hold on to a branch.
You could, you could climb off things.
Can I take a left turn? Ducko.
Yes.
Do you know what I learned from TikTok?
What'd you learn?
Who Let the Dogs Out is about ugly chicks. It's not about dogs.
I feel like I
did
know
you
that.
Know?
From the Baha Men.
From the Baha Men.
Didn't we do the origins of that song once in a very convoluted,
but I don't remember that
but
being
remember
discussed,
about
to be honest.
Ugly chicks. Who Let the Dogs Out?
It's one dude on TikTok, but he goes, it's about ugly chicks, not about...
And they're barking.
But the film clip, it's a stampede of dogs. Like, bark, bark dogs.
Oh, ugly birds coming out.
Isn't that wild?
There you
go. Don't put another animal in. It's going to confuse
us. So true. Ugly dogs. Ugly dogs being ladies.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wild scenes.
But it's a great show.
It is. It was a lot of fun. 1 second song game.
Yep. Overrated, underrated.
We talked about garlic bread. And holy hell, if you would like the voice of reason when it comes to the state of our supermarkets, you've come to the right place.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Can we land on there? Just go to Audi? Is that the takeaway?
No, because I don't like their dishwashing liquid.
You can buy that at Bunnings, though.
There's things you can't shop for at Aldi. Like, those things I find no.
No.
Meats are pretty good.
Absolutely. Bro, they have a frozen lamb shank.
Yes, I've had that.
In the packet?
Yes, in the cardboard.
God damn, how good's good that?
It is good. They do good meats there.
They do good meats. Yeah. And their fruit and veg looks fine to me.
Yeah, it's okay.
But the cleaning supplies.
It's the weird,
What's that toothpaste you're rolling with?
Yeah, Dentix.
Dentix.
I've still got it. It still seems to work.
Tastes weird?
No, it tastes all right.
Okay.
Can I also just finish it on this?
Please.
This was a text on our text line that was messaged yesterday that we didn't get to.
Yep.
I'm 31 and I need a psychologist after listening to that song. When are they done?
When are they due on?
I don't know.
6/11 Monday.
Oh, no. Okay, so let's give it. Yeah, Bo is mad that I played Westlife.
Yes.
It was one of my choices for... my birthday, and I think we had teased a psychologist was coming on. So he's made an absolute link there, which I appreciate from Bo.
Wow.
Don't you reckon that's what's happened?
That's a good listener.
I reckon he has absolutely taken it, and suck it, Bo, because we played it anyway.
Yeah. We've gone around the world again.
I had 4 messages saying they enjoyed the Westlife. So
I just love how much controversy Westlife called. Now, when you play a song...
Of all the boy bands, Ducko, does Westlife conjure up real animosity, though? I thought they would be like, eh, whatever. It's actually caused a lot of hatred.
Yeah, well, the first song was absolute trash.
That's a great one. If I Let You Go.
They picked up after that. I'll
You Like
that.
My Love.
Yeah.
That's a good
one. Like is a strong word. I can tolerate.
You didn't hate My Love.
Yes. Anyway.
When you're looking like that, it's a banger. Again. I'm sorry to I'm sorry to everyone I offended yesterday with my fucking birthday wish. God forbid I have one thing.
Well, you had plenty of things.
I had 3 things.
Anyway, enjoy the show.
Enjoy.
Jess and Ducko.
Right now we're ducking over to the one and only, to Thailand.
I don't feel like we've been here for a very long
time. Hot minute. I've never been to Thailand.
I have with some girlfriends, and I remember eating corn on the beach.
There you go.
Like the vendors walk around with their mobile barbecues.
How good's corn?
How good. You know we're a fan
we
of
love
corn,
corn
on this program.
Flavoured corn is elite.
Oh,
if I see corn
God
on the menu, I'm ordering it.
With a little squeeze of lime.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn.
And if you're putting corn on the menu, you've got to have the balls to know it's good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, we're in Thailand because there's been a middle-aged tourist strip off naked and jump in a bath in a Buddhist shrine.
I've seen the vision, Ducko.
Yep.
It's not good.
It's not good. It's a public Buddhist shrine.
It is not good. And it looks like a shrine.
It does.
That's my issue with this gentleman.
It's a memorial. And it's in broad daylight, obviously, in Thailand, in Bangkok. Hans Peter Zwedzlut.
Now, with that name, Duck, I'll be honest with you. When I first saw it, I went, frickin' Aussies. Why are we allowed to go anywhere?
Me too.
And then the comments were saying, it's giving British. And then more comments, it's giving American. That name
is
German?
Swedish.
Swedish.
Hans just had a few too many. And Hans
Swedish
was bathing. Yeah, you would never pick the Swedes to be like this.
I thought they were all upstanding citizens.
I would think
Swedes
of us Aussies, maybe the Brits, but not the Swedes.
Was he drunk?
Yeah, he was completely intoxicated. He was blotto. So he was bathing in a Buddhist shrine. when the police came and were like ushering him out by spraying him with hoses while he was just in there bathing.
He
like,
would have liked that though. He clearly wanted to get more wet.
It was like when you see a whale at a zoo and they wet the whale with hose, you know, because this guy looked like a bit of a whale too.
He was a large gentleman.
He was a large pale gentleman.
Yes, he's had a lot of pad thai.
He's punched pad thai and beers all night and then he's gone to bath and Buddha shrine.
Now, I expect you to be an expert on Swedish holidaying culture.
Yeah.
Is Thailand a popular destination for the Swedes?
I wouldn't have thought it is.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, what's to stop them from going there?
Well, nothing.
When you get a bit sick of going to the States.
Hans is like, I want to go to Asia.
I want to go experience Asia.
I've heard PP Island is
beautiful. It's not as far as Australia, but I'm still going to get there.
I'm still going to get there. I'll get my tropical climate.
Well, apparently this is not the first time it's happened.
What do you mean? Hans has done it again?
Well, no. In 2020, a 28-year-old female teacher stripped off, got into the shrine and started yelling at locals when they walked past. What is it with this Buddha shrine?
Oh,
I thought Buddha was meant to be so zen.
Absolutely. He's conjuring, hey, come bathe with me.
Yes. He then got out. They got him out. He then was seen to be outside on the street a couple hundred metres taking his pants down because he was getting very confused as to where he was.
Sorry, did they not arrest him? I thought he would have been thrown in jail.
How's this? I thought Thai security and police would be pretty, you know, ruthless. But under Section 388 of Thailand's criminal code, any person who performs such disgrace act of public undressing himself or committing any other act of obscenity shall be liable to a fine not exceeding 500 baht. When you do the maths, that's $21.
Hang on, so it's not jail time for desecrating a shrine to their god.
Yeah, it's hose him with water and give him a $21 fine that he'll probably never pay off and fly out of the country.
This is why it keeps happening,
because
it's not harsh enough of a punishment.
It's not harsh enough of a punishment.
At least he's been shamed on the internet.
Well, and everyone's seen his face.
That's a big punishment.
That would be the worst punishment, because the police just helped him. They checked on him.
Where are his mates, Ducko? You're not going to Thailand and getting blotto on your own, surely.
You reckon Hans Peter Zwelzoot just rolled in and did it by himself?
Maybe.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, always have good friends around you so you can never jump into a Buddhist bath
like
naked.
Like, if we go to Thailand together, Ducko, and I have a few too many, I don't know, cosmopolitans.
Yep.
When I'm on holiday, I like a cocktail.
Of course.
I would hope you would help me keep my pants on.
I'd probably be,
and not get into shrines.
I'd probably be in the bath with you. Okay. That would have to be a Shy Guy job.
Shy Guy, we look to you. When we go to Thailand.
I have to come with you on your holidays now.
You do.
Great.
This is why you need good people around
you. I mean,
you've
had a few cosmos as well, big guy, but you know, you can help us out.
He's a pina colada man on holiday.
Huge. Or a cocksucking cowboy.
Ooh.
Either one.
You, ooh.
Yeah.
That's not the one with milk, is it?
It's milk, yeah.
Oh, of course it is. Shy Guy, grow up.
What? This hypothetical, I have to grow up.
Yes. Shy Guy, come on.
Come on.
Rein it in, mate.
This is Jess and Ducko. Right now, it's Jess and Ducko.
You know, supermarkets are expensive.
Absolutely.
They're getting out of hand.
I even had a cashier the other day. It's one of the rare times I went to a person and not the self-serve. I had a trolley. I don't like when people take trolleys into self-serve.
Well, you have to now because
I never
go see a person anymore because that's even slower. And they've only usually got two people on the aisles.
You're so right.
And so you've got to take your trolley in. But if you get the big, thick trolley because there's none of the little trolleys
you're
left.
You're talking to me, bro.
You can't fit it in anywhere. Then you fit one less person because the corner self-serve checkout always gets squashed.
You're preaching to the choir.
It's the worst.
My exact predicament.
Yeah.
I literally helped a grandma try and find a good trolley, one of the high ones. She wanted the high one.
Oh, yeah.
Every wheel was wonky. And I was like, I can't send this grandma off. And I went, would you like one of the big ones? She goes, no, I can't use those. I went,
they're too big.
I don't have WD-40 on me.
Yeah.
And then I went, well, I'm not going to take one of these wonky ones. So I ended up with the biggie. So I went through a person. He even said to me, geez, you didn't buy that much. And look how expensive that is.
Oh, it's out of hand.
I was like,
you buy one meal.
Jake, I get it. He goes, I'm only 2 days on the job. And I went, well, we need to talk to someone.
What are we doing about this?
He goes, I'm still learning people's names. I said, well, I appreciate you. He was very efficient.
There's also the worst is when the people who seemingly don't want to be there and working in those self-service checkouts and your little thing goes red because you've stuffed it up or because the computer's too slow and they don't look at you and you're like, excuse me, I'm over here and everyone's staring at you.
And you can see there's a queue because the queue of people is waiting. Wow, this has become a therapy session.
It has, yeah.
The queue of people
and you kind of look like that awkward idiot. You're like, I can't press the customer code. I have no idea what to do.
And I appreciate if it made a noise, it would be so annoying.
But it'd be better.
However, we're now just expecting this very busy, overworked person to constantly be looking around.
Yeah.
And you're right, some of them are a little tucked away.
Yep. They don't see the red
She's
light
not
flashing.
Seeing me. The worst I put is my when hand up like a child
you do.
In school.
And you go, oh, sorry, oh, sorry. And then
and
they come up.
It's because the freaking carrots haven't buzzed. Oh. I don't steal.
But you still put the carrots in, and then there's the photo of your screen, which is like completely black anyway. You can't see anything. And it's like, did you scan this item?
Mate, the woman literally I had the other day, she goes, the carrots usually do muck up.
Yeah.
And I stupidly only put two carrots through one and then went, oh, I had a third freaking carrot.
Oh, geez.
And the third carrot stuffed me. I went,
when they look into you, yeah.
We are in 2024, people. We are in 2024.
Fruit and veg is fraught with danger at Woolworths and Coles. It's a tricky time.
We are putting antlers on mice.
We are.
But we can't.
We can't serve out. We can't
we
serve
can't
out self-service.
Do self-service.
Tell you what, Aldi have a good self-service checkout. The barcodes are bigger. They scan quicker.
For the first time, I did that the other day, Ducko. Went to the Aldi self-serve.
It is quick. It's red hot.
I don't want to now be giving, you know, ideas to people.
Yeah.
But is it because it doesn't do the way? Like the Coles and the Woolworths?
Does it not?
Why is it so easy?
Oh, yeah.
Why is it so
it's
easy?
It's so much faster.
It is unbelievable.
It's German.
German engineering, baby.
Anyway, the reason we're here in the supermarket, shall I get to the story quickly?
I feel lighter. If you don't share it, you store it, as they say.
I hate going to the supermarket. Like, I just hate it.
I've entered my order online phase.
Oh, I don't do that because that wigs me out too much. Can I forget things? And
I appreciate that, but Christ, just having it dropped off at the door. I don't even see the bloke. Yeah. He literally just put it at the thing and then I get a text.
I do like to feel my Cavendish bananas before I get them. You know what I mean? I like to just touch me kiwi fruits.
I told my dad about my delivery. He goes, yes, but then they give you the bad fruit and veg. I said, I'll be honest with you, Rob. I got a cauliflower, some lemons, and I got some carrots. They were pretty good,
They're
Nick.
Pretty good?
They were in pretty good, Nick. They pick good ones for me.
Well, if you do that, you can't do what this man's doing, which is...
What a segue. Thank you for bringing us back.
It's essentially illegal what this guy's doing, but we know Cozzy lives. Basically, steak is expensive, meat's expensive.
Meat is very expensive.
This guy's going viral, and it's a trend right now. He's replacing the tag of a $7.84 steak and replacing it with a $41 steak, swapping them over. So when he goes to the self-service checkout, he just pays
seven.
And everyone's commenting
on... What's he getting, like the minute steak and then putting it on an eye fillet?
Sizzle steak. And everyone's commenting on TikTok, is this legal? No, of course
obviously
it's not legal.
Obviously it's not legal.
People have gone to jail for this. It's called shoplifting. You can't do this.
That is stealing, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's outright stealing. But this is where we're getting to.
Oh my God. Sorry, has this bloke filmed himself and put it on?
And then everyone on TikTok's like, I'm going to try. This is fantastic. What a life hack. I'm like, no, can we not? This isn't a life hack. Just because it's on the internet doesn't make it.
True.
Yeah.
We just talked about these young people, anyone who works at the supermarket having to deal with this crap. Now they got to be walking around checking people who are peeling stickers off.
And how'd you prove that?
How do you prove
it? Sir, that sticker looks like it's from the filet mignon. That's not a sizzling steak sticker, sir.
Yeah.
How do you prove it?
How do you prove it?
They don't want to be there as much as you don't want to be there.
They survived COVID and now this. They survived needles in strawberries and now this. God, we suck.
You know what I always find funny at supermarkets as well? I always love the people who are ordering analog darts still, like lining up to order cigarettes.
I always think those people are there to get their click and collect because it's the same.
And they always look so grumpy.
And it's literally then, can I get a packet of red Marlboros?
It's because it's not manned as much now because it's not as common to serve. And they're like, can I just get me a packet of reds?
Please, please. And they have to walk away from the express. Those people on that shift are working overtime. They're doing express.
Yes.
They're doing click and collects and they're doing darts. Oh, I hope you get extra for that shift.
I definitely should. Anyway, we've been around the world at the supermarket.
Do we need to do a daily supermarket rant?
Bring back Bilo.
I loved Bilo.
This is Jess and Ducko.
Whoa. We were just talking about going into the supermarket. Is it better to do your shopping online? All those sort of pitfalls. He says, bro, we do our shopping online these days, but one day there was a blackout, so obviously couldn't do it online. Anyway, they want us to go in and pay for it. Price was almost $30 dearer than online. We question it, and they said online prices are cheaper.
How can that be? Surely there's like a delivery fee.
But Jordan has done both within the same sort of order.
Yeah.
$30 more. Oh, my God. Maybe it's to encourage more people to do it online.
Sorry, overall, did you say, or for an individual item?
No. Overall.
Overall, right.
His grocery shop for his family was $30 more when he had to pay in person as opposed to pay online.
He didn't pay points or something?
No.
That's interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
I must admit, I've never done a click and collect ever.
You should try. But try and then do the exact same shop in person and compare.
It just feels like when we finish work at sort of 10 a.m, it feels like I have time to go to the grocery store. You know what I mean? It feels like I don't need to click and collect.
That's very true. But
I feel like I can just go.
I feel like I'm going to the... Now we're back on it. Yeah. I feel like sometimes I'm going to the shops at 11 a.m. because, hey, we finish early. That's the way our life rolls out.
Yeah.
It's packed. Does everyone do breakfast radio?
Yeah, what are they doing? Why are they all there? I love shopping with the oldies, though. I mean, they're slow in the aisles.
That's
but,
very true, but you know, can beat them to the checkout.
You dart around, yeah.
It's so funny, because I grew up with two parents who work 9-to-5 jobs, so my brain was always 9-to-5 is the norm, whereas now I'm like, people don't work 9-to-5.
No, they don't.
They're at the shops when I'm at the shops, and it's a weird time on a Tuesday afternoon.
I know. Really, we're the only ones in routine right now.
Exactly. We're holding up our end of the bargain.
Anyway.
Do we have time to get to this?
Yeah, let's go. We've been talking supermarkets now for about 20 minutes.
I know. There's so much to unpack. Do you remember a few months ago we talked about the Willy Wonka experience that was an absolute shambles over in Scotland?
Yes.
Glasgow promised a Willy's chocolate experience that was going to be so much fun, a chocolate fantasy, wonderful for children.
Yeah.
The police ended up being called because it looked like something out of, I don't know, a horror film. It was so dingy and crappy.
It was weird.
There was like three actors walking around and in very scantily clad Oompa Loompa outfits.
It looked very depressing.
Very, very depressing. And it wasn't cheap. It was about $65 Australian, £35 Scottish pounds. And the police were called, people demanding their money back and money for therapy for their children.
Yeah.
You're not going to believe it, Ducko. Hollywood actor Zach Galifianakis.
And we're the three best friends that anybody could have. We're the three
yes.
best
obviously
friends
from Hangover fame and a bunch of other things.
Alan.
We're the three best
Alan. He's rumoured to be involved in bringing Willy's chocolate experience to America. To LA. They are saying, following its groundbreaking success in Glasgow, this fantastical event promises an immersive journey into the whimsical world of Willy Wonka.
That's funny. So he's going to make it funny.
I'm assuming Zach will be Willy. Maybe he'd be an Oompa Loompa.
No, he definitely, he's got Oompa Loompa vibes.
He does have Oompa Loompa vibes.
Or who's the fat dude in it?
Augustus Gloop.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll be the Veruca. He could be one of the Brady kids. We don't know. Maybe he'll be Grandpa.
So he's bringing that same thing to America.
Well, look, he's rumoured to be involved, but how the hell have they attached him if there's not a shred of truth to that?
Yeah.
As I said, $65 Australian, the Glasgow one. The Americans are charging $75.
Oh, jeez.
This better be better, or it's going to make international news again.
People will still go, too.
People will go now just to see if it's a joke or not.
Yeah, absolutely.
The guy who played Willy Wonka in the Glasgow one, he did interviews right around the world. He told The Project it was when the police were called, he realised this event went from crappy to disastrous. I wonder if he's going to be involved in the American one as well.
Yeah.
They are flying over. Do you remember the Oompa Loompa girl? She was a girl named Kirsty. She was in that scantily clad outfit.
Yep.
They're flying her over to be involved in the LA one.
But what a...
But there's money behind this.
She's just an actress in Scotland who got a dodgy role in a sideshow of Willy Wonka thing, and now she's going to new heights.
New heights. And I guess she wants to be an actress, and she's landing in LA to reprise her role as an Oompa Loompa. So,
as dirty Oompa Loompa.
Stand by, because I reckon in a couple of weeks we're going to get more headlines about the disastrous Willy Wonka 2.0 experience.
Didn't they have the dances at the Grammys? Like, had those weird mystical dances that were in the Oompa Loompa setup. They used the same costumes in the Grammys.
I think so. Yes. And that one weird candy cane that led to nowhere.
Any publicity can be good publicity sometimes.
That's right. It's gone international now.
Yeah.
So watch this space.
Watch this space.
We'll keep you updated.
Coming up next, overrated, underrated. We're getting you involved. It's a spicy one today, Shy Guy's got for us.
Oh, absolutely.
Real.
When I think Shy Guy, I think spicy topics.
He's very spiffy.
Mm-hmm. He's got nothing.
Come on, say something.
We are so late. Worst chat.
Oh, no. We've been ranting a bit today, haven't we?
Jess and Ducko. Jess and Ducko's overrated or underrated.
Yep, pretty simple. Producer Shy Guy gives us a topic and we have to decide if it's overrated or underrated. Well, on 131060, you have the deciding vote.
That's right. We'll offer our opinion, but we're not the ones who can win the Call of Fame by getting our voices on the air.
$500 spent at McPhail's there.
That's right. Some new betting for you.
Yep.
Shy Guy, you promised us a spicy topic.
I did.
What did you want to talk about today?
Garlic bread.
Oh, now, Ducko, you brought this up. Was that off air last week?
I must have been off air.
And I think we did say we'll have to circle back. I'm so glad we have.
Yeah.
Go, come on.
I think garlic bread's overrated. I know every time I say this, people always come for me and how could you? But I just think it doesn't add that much. It's not as good as it looks or sounds. Oh! And I just don't get it. I really don't get the love behind garlic bread that much.
I need to understand you a bit more.
Yeah.
You're a bread fan? Yeah, is that where it comes down
maybe,
to? You're like,
maybe.
If I'm going to have an entree,
yeah.
I'm not filling up on bread.
Yeah, I don't mind. I'll eat bread, obviously, for entrees. I just feel like garlic bread, it can be so hit and miss. Like, you can get some good ones. I've had good ones.
I reckon garlic bread is one of those things. Even when it's bad, it's good.
Oh,
you know how
no.
people say, I think people say that about pizza. Even when it's bad, it's good. Garlic bread to me, it's a superfood. Garlic is good for you.
It's up there with kale.
Kale, blueberries, spirulina.
And garlic bread.
Garlic bread, babe.
Yeah.
Garlic bread. That's why I reckon I never tested positive for COVID. How much garlic I have?
Probably.
On bread.
Kill a vampire.
Amen, brother.
I just it doesn't get me going. Morgan, my wife, will often order it straight away. And you just fill up on it.
I love when you get to that
anything.
Stage in a relationship. You don't even care if your partner likes something.
No.
If you like it, I'm getting it for the table.
She's getting the garlic bread. And every time we go to the people, everyone's like, garlic bread? And I'm just like, really?
What about a garlic pizza?
No, once again, it's similar to me.
I just
don't vibe it.
You clearly haven't had. You can get it just from the supermarket. The La Familia is the brand.
Yes, I have.
It's a sourdough loaf.
Yeah, I have
with the garlic.
I find the home garlic breads never kick as well as restaurants.
That loaf, that would be my death row meal.
Really?
Oh, that and my mum's lasagna. That sourdough loaf, La Familia. Oh, and it's very affordable.
See, I could go without eating garlic bread ever again and not really notice.
What?
You know?
What about a cheesy garlic bread?
Ooh.
I don't mind a cheesy one. And like, don't get me wrong, I will eat it, but I'm just not
This is the line. Yeah. It's got to get you excited.
It doesn't get me going.
I think, wow, garlic bread is underrated.
So where do you stand, shall I go?
Underrated.
Babs?
Underrated.
Okay.
All right. 13, 10, 60.
Is there anyone else that thinks it's overrated?
Does anyone? And I don't
like
want to hear. I'm allergic to garlic.
No.
You can't have a medical reason to opt out.
Yeah.
Garlic bread is elite. If you love garlic bread, now's your chance to get on and share with us your love of garlic bread.
I hope I have some allies here because I really feel like testing the waters,
people
I'm going to get slammed.
People love bread and they love garlic. And they love
joy. Hey, I like garlic. 13, 10, 60, garlic bread. Overrated, underrated. Where do you stand?
Jess and Ducko. Jess and Ducko's overrated or underrated.
There's only one rule of this game. You cannot sit on the fence.
Nope.
You must jump over either side. Shy Guy has given us the very spicy topic of garlic bread.
Yeah.
Because one Nick Ducko Allen Duckett says, it's overrated.
I think it's overrated, and so does Brett.
It's overrated, my mate.
Thank you, mate.
You can't attribute Brett last week's overrated to your garlic bread because you're worried you'll have no friends in this.
I know, Brett.
Let's go to Christy.
Wait, can I say, I have got a good message from Leah, friend of the show.
Yes, what did Leah say?
I tend to agree with what Leah said. Garlic bread on its own, overrated. I agree. Garlic bread to soak up my pasta sauce or sweet chili cheesy garlic bread with bacon is very good. I don't mind a garlic bread to soak up some sauce.
You almost like it as a side dish as opposed to an appetizer.
Yes.
I see what Leah's saying, but you're both wrong. It is stunning on its own. It should be a main meal.
We go to Christy. Christy, where do you stand on garlic bread?
I think it's underrated.
Underrated.
But I have conditions.
Okay. What do you
got? It can't be crunchy.
Can't be crunchy. Mm. She likes
it's
soft.
It's got to be a soggy garlic bread.
So, Christy, you would love, we were just talking about it in the song there, the old school Pizza Hut one that would come loaf wrapped in aluminium foil. That was always soggy.
Mm.
You can't beat that.
Childhood.
I agree. Crusty garlic bread, that sort of crumples off. Doesn't do it for me as much.
You need it soft. Dylan, Dill Dog, good morning to you.
Morning.
Overrated or underrated? He's taking this very seriously, Dylan.
Dillbags, where do you sit?
Yeah, it's overrated.
Yes, Dylan.
Wow.
Talk to me, brother. Why don't you like it?
I've never liked it, eh? But, you know, the family's always sitting down and they got to have garlic bread with their pizza, but I'll sit back and, no thanks, I'd have that.
You'll just fill up on the nice, delicious pizza because you're not an animal, am I right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I agree. Dylan and
like
me.
The family wants it. They're all animals. Tegan, good morning.
Morning.
Overrated or underrated, babe? Garlic bread.
100% underrated. You actually made me gasp, Ducko, when you said that you were not a fan.
You've shot
me. I gasped out loud.
Yeah, I'll tell you. You were driving, you went,
I did, and then instantly put the numbers in to call you.
Can you help me convince him, Tegan? He is not listening to me.
I was gluten-free for 3 years. Like, it was taken away from me, for, like, not my choice for 3 years. And then when I was allowed to have gluten, that was the first thing I went back to was garlic bread.
She was pining for the garlic bread.
Do you like soft or crusty garlic bread?
It's got to be soft. There's nothing worse when you got the hard and it crumbles everywhere.
Yeah. We like our GB.
Well, I like your passion, Tegan, but I still think it's overrated.
Aaron, overrated or underrated garlic bread?
Definitely overrated. Yes. I've got you, Ducko.
It's interesting. The blokes have all called him saying overrated.
You, Dylan, and Aaron. What's your problem, Aaron?
Oh, I don't really have a problem with it. It's just garbage.
that's the same with me, Aaron.
Sounds like you got a problem.
It's always soggy. It never actually tastes like garlic. It's just a waste of good money.
That's it, and it's a waste of calorie space. Like if I want to fill up, it's a waste.
I knew it was going to come back to that.
A space that could be used on a steak, right?
Thank you, Aaron.
Oh my God, you need to get the boys out to not have garlic bread.
The non-garlic bread crew. Me, Aaron.
You could have your kingfish ceviche as an appetizer. I'll have the garlic bread.
Brilliant, Aaron. I love you. We'll finish up here with Jess. I think I can imagine what another Jess will be, but Jess, garlic bread.
Come on, garlic bread, overrated or underrated, babe?
Sorry, Jess, I'm with Ducko.
Oh, my God, yes. One of the ladies.
I did not see that coming. Talk to me, Jess.
Disgusting. Yes. It's, like you said, it brings absolutely nothing to the meal. Most of the time you get it and it's dodgy and it sticks to the roof of your mouth.
Yep. That's the good ones, Jess.
I agree.
It ruins it.
It doesn't add anything.
Wow.
This has been fantastic. This has made me love humanity again.
You need to do a Garlic Breads Anonymous and a support group for the people. They're out there.
We're out here.
And they're passionate and they're sick of their families ordering it is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, because everyone always goes to order garlic bread as an entree.
Because if you're out with a group of eight, you can't be the lone voice who says, nah.
Yeah, you look like that
and
person.
And then at the end of the day, you're chipping in for that bill because you're not a tight ass. You'll be like, oh, I guess we're just going to split it evenly. But that means I'm contributing to the garlic bread.
I want to pay my $8 for the garlic bread.
My goodness. Well, there you go.
There we go.
That's overrated, my mate.
Yep. Here we go. Overrated.
This is Jess and Ducko.
I didn't think Aussie icon Margot Robbie could do any wrong, Ducko.
Mm. You mean Barbie?
Barbie, of course.
Didn't she's doing a Monopoly movie, quietly, her production company, and a Sims movie.
And The Sims, I was about to say, there's another game, isn't there?
The Sims movie, I think, will be very funny.
Well, I mean, she earned, reportedly, $12.5 million for her role as Barbie.
Did she?
I reckon that's too low. This article must be old or something. That doesn't feel enough. How much did Margot Robbie earn from the Barbie movie, Shy Guy? Because she was like a producer and stuff as well, wasn't she?
Yeah.
But you're right. Like, she's doing all right. And obviously, if she's making bank from a movie like that, why not look at Monopoly and Sims and other ventures in that realm?
$77
million. Yeah, this must have been an early days report.
Well, it was $19 million, according to Variety.
Sure.
But then after the success and bonuses from the production company, $77
million. And that's good context, actually, because why I say I didn't think Margot could do any wrong and why I think that's changed today, Ducko, she's made every kid, every person who's ever had parents look real bad today because she is saying that she kept track of every dollar her mother spent helping her, supporting her achieve her acting dreams. Her mum had to remortgage the house to loan more money to support Margot at one point. We know she got her start on Neighbours really back in the day, but really it wasn't until 2013, The Wolf of Wall Street, where she sort of exploded onto the Hollywood scene.
Yes.
But she did a recent interview where she said, my mum had to take money out against the mortgage. She had to lend me money. So I always knew I've got to pay her back. I kept track of every single dollar my mother gave me. I have that piece of paper to this day. I kept it, everything I owed my mum. I had it written down and I paid her back recently. So she's paid off her house and done all these wonderful things, but she genuinely kept a ledger of every dollar her mum had given her.
Did she start that before she was famous, knowing that she'd get there one day, or did she go back and have to look back on it? Because there's no way I could go back and keep track of
the stuff my parents have paid for me. I just text my dad. Now, you know my dad's a financial advisor, so this is his world.
Yes.
And I thought if anyone's going to have a ledger, might be Rob Flash.
100%.
So I just text dad. I said, hey, I know it's a tough question for you if you don't have the piece of paper on hand, but how much do you think I cost you over my childhood? His first question, to what age?
So he knows. So give me an age and I'll tell you.
Because I was going to say, to 18, but I didn't move out of home till I was 25, Ducko.
Yeah.
I said, all right, let's say when I moved out of your house, 25.
Did you pay rent?
No, my parents didn't charge me board or anything like that. But I did a lot of extracurriculars. I started a lot of hobbies, as you know, and then dropped them.
Hang on. You didn't pay rent because you started hobbies?
No, I'm saying I didn't do that separately.
You're saying
I did a lot of things that my parents
paid for.
Paid for.
Right, with you.
Yeah. I text that at 7:03 a.m. this morning. At 7:04, he had a response. 250K on average, 10K per year, includes car, education and travel. I said,
mic drop, bang.
See you later.
Mate, I swear to those times, he wrote that back instantly. I reckon he'd be driving to work. What's he getting?
You know, he's just whipped out his tab. How much Jess owes me tab.
He's waiting for the right time to be like, hey, you're going to start paying that back?
So when's that radio money going to start coming in? When am I going to start seeing that 250K?
So, Margo, I love you, Margo. I think you were snubbed at the Oscars and all that jazz, but I'm really mad at you today because you've made every kid who's ever obviously been supported by their parents look real bad.
We can't pay back 250.
No!
Yeah, but you give your dad love in other ways, you know?
Absolutely I do. I talk about him on the radio.
This is Jess and Ducko. Thanks to Telstra Satellite Home Internet.
Go ahead.
This is Fill the Space.
T-10.
From space to your place, Telstra Satellite Home Internet has landed, bringing you streaming that streams and video calls with video to some of the most remote parts of Australia.
We have ignition.
All right, you get it.
You get it.
It's about satellites. So we're going into space.
Telstra doing great things with the internet, but we're giving you money.
That's right. They've given us $2,000 to give to you, Josh. Good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Fabulous, Joshy. So we're going to put 30 seconds on a clock. We're going to give you a topic and you're going to chit-chat on your own for that amount of time without umming and ahhing and pausing for too long. Do you understand your assignment?
I do.
Okay. And we're going to be very strict on this. Shy Guy's got the error button there. He's going to push it if he thinks you haven't made the 30 seconds before doing an um or an ah or it just doesn't flow.
That's right. Are you ready for your topic?
I am.
Okay. For 30 seconds, we need you to fill the space about the Milky Way.
The Milky Way is in our solar system where planet Earth is located. Within the Milky Way, there are 9 planets. One could be designated as a dwarf planet, but I'll go through the planets if you want. Earth, as I said, Mars, Jupiter, Venus, Uranus, Neptune. I can't remember the other ones, but some of the other planets, they have moons, some have rocks floating around them, some rings.
Wow. I mean, have you seen a man more confident about speaking?
We didn't
about
say you had to be factual.
No, we didn't.
That's right.
Josh.
That was unbelievable.
You were so calm, too. You were so controlled.
When I said Milky Way, Josh, were you like, I'm on here, planet chat, go?
My heart was racing the whole time. I just kept on dribbling whatever came out.
Mate, you were very calm and chilled. It sounds like you listened in school about space chats.
You forgot about my girl Saturn. But other than that, that was flawless.
The dwarf planet in there is chucking in. Mate, you've just won yourself $2,000 cash. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
We thought that was going to be very hard.
I thought it was going to be tough. I thought Josh was going to get the bin there.
Josh, congratulations. That's sensational.
Jeez.
And unreal. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, babe. Easy as pie. Jess and Ducko, that's how easy that's it how is to it. Win stuff on our show.
Shargo gets very angry. He can't fire his shovel at people.
I know.
Like, he just sits there waiting, just sharpening
I
the
was
shovel.
Waiting for it, Josh, but you impressed everyone.
He did a good job. Unreal. It's back tomorrow, still for 2K. We might even have to make it harder.
I thought that was
pretty tough. I thought that'd be hard to talk over. And 30 seconds is not a short amount of time.
That, it did feel like a long time, but it's just because Josh was so measured.
Yeah. Anyway, there
I'm
you go.
I'm really impressed.
I'm impressed too. It's back tomorrow.
This is Jess and Ducko.
You might think the biggest thing happening in space at the moment is us giving away $2,000. We just did that to Josh with our game Fill the Space.
Yep.
Will you chit-chat about something space-related for 30 seconds? Well, no. Because the biggest astrological happening is coming in 4 days' time, Ducko, and I think we need to be prepared.
Okay.
Don't worry about $2,000.
Okay.
There's going to be a conjunction between Jupiter and Uranus. Now, this isn't a time for you to make jokes.
Okay. No, I would never.
Uranus is very serious in this regard.
Serious country planet.
A conjunction is obviously.
Yeah. Coming together.
Yes.
Yes.
When the two planets.
The two planets align.
Yes.
Have I nailed that? I was just
Have you read this Body and Soul article?
No. I mean, producer Babs came and put me like, oh my God, I can feel Mercury is in retrograde. I'm like, I don't know what any of this means.
Because a lot of people, we hear Mercury in retrograde a lot, right?
What does it mean? Is that just an excuse for people to act weird and blame it on that?
100%.
Because it feels like it's in retrograde all year round.
All the time. And then I think it was the other year Jupiter was in retrograde and we're going, whoa, whoa.
What does that mean?
And the other planets go into retrograde.
Yeah.
Something about where they are in the sky and how it affects all the humans on Earth and their moods. And you're right. It's very easy to blame.
The gravitational pull.
Do you remember last year we talked about the influencer who couldn't go to work because Mercury was in retrograde?
That's right.
And her waters were out of balance or
That's
something.
Right, yeah.
Well, a conjunction is bang on, Ducko, when two planets align in the same part of the sky.
Okay.
So this is happening on the 20th between Jupiter and Uranus. A very rare occurrence, Ducko. The last time we saw this was all the way back in 2011.
Oh, okay. It has been a hot minute. And what happened in 2011?
I was expecting when it said rare, I'm like, ooh, in like the 1800s.
Yeah.
It was 2011.
2011.
And the next one, not scheduled till 2037.
Oh, okay. So this is a bit of a, this isn't just a Mercury in retrograde every year.
Well, that's what Body and Soul are saying. This is a bit more interesting.
And what does it mean?
And the astrologer who's commenting on this, Emma V, she is saying, accept the invitation you normally wouldn't. Go on the date with that person who's a bit outside your usual.
Mm.
And just say yes to spontaneous opportunities. That's the best time to do it.
So this is a good time to get naked on the street and howl like a wolf.
And blame Jupiter and Uranus.
I see.
And particularly, Ducko, do you know where Taurus sits in your astrology chart?
No. Which one's Taurus?
Taurus is another zodiac.
Okay.
Because if it is in your, we'll ask your mum. I'm sure she'll know. If it's in your fifth house of romance.
What are you just saying words? What does that even mean?
The chunk conjunction might be a good time, to take a chance on a new lover.
Oh, I see. Geez, they can fish for anything,
I wouldn't recommend that for you. You're a happily married man.
Well, you know, the planets, honey. What do you want me to do about it? Everything's in retrograde
to
up there.
All the cheaters out there.
Yeah, this just seems like a time for you to cheat and act up.
When your misso catches you in bed, you can go, whoa.
Hang on a minute.
The conjunction.
And if your misso's into this sort of stuff, as if she's not going, fair enough, babe. You know, we do weird things when the planets align.
100%
you know?
We do weird things. Yeah. Exactly. Just print this article out, maybe. Have it under your pillow. So you can show her the data.
Uranus and Jupiter.
Have your star chart so you can tell if Taurus is in your fifth house of romance.
Okay. I don't know what that means. Yeah, okay.
But you're right. We've had the solar eclipse in recent weeks. Mercury is currently in retrograde. And now this, Ducko. What hope do any of us have?
Did you see on that solar eclipse, which was over the States?
Yes.
There was the path in which it went over. I can't remember the specific states of America, but it went over the most. And all of them were complaining about sore eyes because they were looking up at it. That's how dumb we are.
We are an intelligent species, Ducko.
Jess and Ducko. Simple as ABC. Jess and Ducko's 10K Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks. On hit.
Yeah, we do. 30 seconds to answer 10 questions, all starting with the same letter. We have to take your first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and if you're unsure of the question, you know the rules. You say pass, we come back to you, but you need enough time for that to happen. Today for $10,000. We haven't had much success lately, but I think we will with Kiri. Good morning, Kiri.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, great, Kiri. Are you good at this game?
Oh, look, I'd love to say I'm amazing, but sometimes I fall under the pressure.
Okay.
Well, today's your day, Kiri, so we're going to need it to be one of your good days, all right?
Yeah, let's do this.
Jupiter's in retrograde, Kiri, with Uranus, so it's all flying.
No, conjunction.
In conjunction, my apologies. Sorry, Kiri. Yep. Anyway, that means good things for you.
It means good things for it. You know what it was? It's taking advantage of a spontaneous opportunity, and that's what Kiri's doing right here.
Kiri, can you howl like a wolf for me just to get in the zone? Just howl, Kiri.
Oh!
Yeah. There you go.
Crap, I love you, Kiri.
Yeah, let's go.
I don't know if you're going to love me when you hear the letter. It's V. V for victory.
Oh, V. Okay.
Yeah, you got that?
All right. Yeah, V.
She's got it.
Victory.
Okay.
Victory.
Okay. Your time will start after the first question. Starting with the letter V, we need you to name a non-alcoholic drink.
Ooh, non-alcoholic. Just V.
An international city.
Venice.
An occupation.
Veterinarian.
A zodiac sign.
Virgo.
A six-letter word.
Victory.
A type of pasta.
Opa.
A car brand.
Volvo.
Something you wear.
Pass.
A Netflix TV show.
Vikings.
Oh, you were good, Kiri.
Oh, my God.
That was really good.
It was the start, too. She took her time. For
I know. When she was talking it out,
I thought,
Kiri's forgotten there's a timer.
And then she just hummed.
I know.
I've given you five there, though, Kiri.
Yeah.
You said victory for a six-letter word.
There's an extra one.
Yeah, the extra one. A type of pasta is tough. It is vermicelli. Now, I would have thought that was a noodle, but we did look into that. It is a pasta.
It's a pasta.
Just, there's a little bit of knowledge for you. Something you wear, the vest or the humble veil, of course, getting the veil out on a Tuesday. And a Netflix.
I'm feeling fancy, Ducko.
Yeah, I might whip out my old wedding veil. And a Netflix TV series, Vikings. There's plenty of them.
Yes.
Shy Guys won Virgin River, all those sorts of shows. But hey, hey,
my mum's favourite show.
You don't go away empty-handed though. You've just won $100 to spend at our mates Budgie Smugglers. Woo-hoo! Because board shorts are for cowards.
Awesome. I can't wait to get a pair for my hubby.
Oh, gorge.
Geez, you've been fun.
Oh, I love that, Kiri. Thanks for getting involved in the show.
Okay, thanks, guys. Jess and
Ducko. 13 10 60. Answer the question. I still go to my parents for... It could be anything.
I'd really like to start with, I'm 42.
Yes.
And I still go to dad for...
Brilliant.
I'd like that.
So my sister-in-law, who is... Geez, how old is Sarah? She must be 28 or 29. Mm-hmm. I can't really remember. It's all blanket age. Either way, she was at a hen's party on the weekend.
Living her best.
Living her best. They were doing sip and paint, or paint and sip.
Yes.
Whatever it is. Where you
get drunk and
you
paint
look at a naked
pictures.
Man and you paint him.
Oh, they did a nude? Because I've done those before, but it's like we just copy what the teacher draws.
Yeah.
Oh, they were doing a nude one.
I've done a real life nude one for that when I had my hens that time when we did that. We swapped. You had a bucks and I had
that's
a hens.
That's right. I went quad biking and you painted doodles.
And the guy came out and fully got his, got his little noodle out and we just, well, it wasn't so little and we just did it.
Did he get his vermicelli out?
he did. Anyway, so she's there having a few rosés with the gals.
Having a great time.
She's painting, let's call him Gregory. She's painting Gregory and his vermicelli noodle. And then all of a sudden, she's obviously had a few too many and loving herself. We get sent a photo from her friend, like my wife and I, of a picture of my sister-in-law. They have painted a picture of a penis on her dress that she's wearing to like go out all night, like a massive one. I'm talking.
Hang on a minute. They provide you with canvas, Ducko. Yep. Why did they need to take to her garment?
Apparently she said, draw it on me. So she said, draw it on me.
And I'll be honest with you, usually when this activity is involved with a hand, it's the start of the day because it's meant to be the more civilized
one. It's the first one.
Before you head to the clubs.
Yeah,
you know?
Before you go out, go on the party bus.
They've ripped in.
Straight away.
At paint and sip.
Yep, paint and sip. She's obviously had way too many. She'll get her money's worth. So they've drawn this
graffitied.
Massive.
Wow, she's graffitied. Yeah.
Draw this massive paint on her, right? It's huge, like 40 centimetres, 50 centimetres. This thing is massive.
Wow.
She still is right now about to move overseas, so she's living with her parents, and she doesn't know how to clean that sort of stuff off her clothes, and it's one of her favourite dresses.
Oh, no.
So the next day, she had to go to her mum with her dress and go, hey, mum, can you help me get this penis paint stain that
What's
I asked them to paint?
What's the best way to wash this? The mum's reading the label. Oh, it says dry clean only, honey. We're going to have to take it to the shop.
Hey, mum, do you know how to get peens off your clothes? You'd know how to get that, wouldn't you?
Was she more focused on getting the Johnson out or what sort of paint was used? Because I imagine these are the sort of questions you need. Were you using acrylic? Was it oil-based?
Yes, yeah, very true.
Was it water-based? We're hoping for water-based.
Yeah, so it would wash off easier.
So your washing will come off.
So her mum had to help her wash it and get the stain out yesterday. Post-hands, you still went to your mum for that. 13, 10, 60.
Hello, I'm 20. And I needed mum's help to get a Johnson out of my favourite dress.
Brilliant.
A lot of people got in touch, Ducko.
Oh, yes?
On the Jess and Ducko Instagram. You'll be pleased to know the number one answer to I still go to my parents for hugs.
Oh, okay. Come on. No. Boring. I don't care.
That is multiple.
Who says that?
Hang on a minute. Yeah. Alex has gone involved.
Yep.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I'm 28 and I always go to anything car related to daddy.
Yep. Anything in the kitchen, I'll always call my mum, like food related.
To be honest.
She's a good cook.
Yes, my mum's an excellent cook. I am 33 years old, Ducko, and I don't trust myself defrosting stuff. So I always call mum. Hey, I've had it out of the freezer for now 12 hours. It's finished sitting in the fridge, though. Is that ready to cook? She goes, we'll put it in the microwave for a bit. I said, I don't know how to work the defrost setting. She goes, it's okay, just put it in.
You'll be sweet. It's like when you get best before
also,
and use by.
Also, grow up.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's a real indictment on her, she feels, I think. Like, what have I done letting this girl out into the world?
How's she surviving? Yeah. It's like when you get best before and use by, you still always call your parents to go like, hey, if it's used by.
Ducko, what's the difference between best before and used by?
Should I use it today or yesterday? Because I'm on the date now.
It's yogurt. Yeah, am I going to get ill? I can't afford to
am
take
I gonna
time
die?
Off.
So 13, 10, 60, I still go to my parents for. How old are you? What do you go to your parents for?
Yes, how old are you and what are you still going to mummy and daddy for?
Can you top a peen on a dress? Jess and Ducko. This is Jess and Ducko. You're asking, I am how old? And I still go to my parents for.
Yeah, that's right. There's no shame in it. We all do it. Ducko, you just remembered one. Our boss came in to say hello and you remembered one.
Yeah, our boss came in. So what about you still on your parents' Medicare card? I'm nearly 33. And
say it. I'm 33.
I'm 33 years old and I'm still on mummy and daddy's Medicare card. And my sisters have gotten off it and one's younger than
what?
Me. And then I went to the doctor the other day for something. He's like, oh, your Medicare card's about to expire. I called mum. I was like, mum, you're going to have to renew the card. She's like, get your own. What are you doing?
As I've said.
I'm married.
You have a mortgage. and a wife. You should have your own Medicare.
I really should, shouldn't I? It's pretty embarrassing. When she's like, what number are you on the card? Because there's five in our family with my sisters, but now I'm number three because my sisters have gotten off.
Looks like you're an only child.
I know. It's actually really sad.
Let's go to Liz on 131060. Liz, we need. Hi, my name's Liz. I'm insert age and I still go to mummy or daddy for go.
Hi, my name's Liz. I'm a struggling 42-year-old mother of four boys, and I still go to my parents to ask how I survive.
Oh, just blanket because survival tips, Liz.
I know, like, when they're little, you got to wait for their balls to drop. I'm just wondering when their brain's going to drop.
Hey, I'm 33. I'm still waiting for my brain to drop, Liz.
Yeah, I've got a 50-year-old husband, and I'm waiting on that too.
Oh, brilliant.
I hope Liz's parents have been able to help her in that regard. Yeah. Amanda, need you to say, hi, I'm Amanda, insert age, and I still go to mummy and daddy for XYZ. Go.
Hi, I'm Amanda. I'm a 42-year-old grandmother. I still go to my mummy to cook my meals and my daddy to fix my car.
Yeah, yeah, why not? Why not? What's mummy's go-to meal, Amanda? Yeah.
Mum is curried sausages.
Oh,
I love it.
Oh, curried sausages. Love it. Not Jess's fan. Brilliant, Amanda. We go to Kurt. Kurt, you know what to say. Go for it.
Hi, my name's Kurt. I'm 29, and I still always go to the old girls for caramel slice.
Have you
whenever I hear on the grapevine that there's caramel slice getting made, you can bet I'm turning up there.
I bloody love that. Kurt, have you ever thought to ask mummy for the recipe so you could do it? Or are you just like, why would I?
This is a little hack I've got last Christmas. I actually made the caramel slice with mum's recipe and claimed it as mine.
Brilliant. Brilliant, Kurt.
That's fantastic. Thank you for getting involved.
Nothing's better than your mum or dad's like special cooking.
Oh,
mum's. Yeah, roast chicken for me.
I've brought some of my mum's cooking in alfoil on planes. She lives interstate, and I'm like, do the cotoletti for me, please.
No, you can't be whipping that out on a plane. You cannot be whipping that out.
No, because once it's cold, it's not as fragrant. I know, you got to be careful.
Anything from the trolley? No, I'm good. I've got mum's. What'd you say it was?
Sorry, I'm not on the Hogwarts Express.
Exactly where I got that quote from.
Yeah, I know.
From the trolley, dude. Like you're on Jetstar.
I'm on Jetstar, bro. They're not offering me anything from the
Jetstar. Like, you got to pay for your aircon. You're like, sorry.
I'll eat my mum's cotoletti in silence and overheat. Thank you.
Tamara, save us here. You know what to say. Go for it.
Hey guys, I'm Tamara. I'm 28, and I still go to my parents for sleepovers when my husband goes away because I get too scared to stay at the house on my own.
That is fantastic.
Oh, Tamara.
Oh, goodness.
And you know what? I bet your parents would love that.
Oh, yeah. I pack the kids and the dog up. We all go.
Oh, the whole family goes.
So you're not in the house on
your own. That's so funny.
Oh, they would love that because let's be real. There is a parenting philosophy. Like, you want to raise kids who don't need you anymore and they're self-sufficient. But at the end of the day, they would love.
Mum, dad make everything.
Yes.
The kids cause a mess. You have to clean it.
That's a great one. Thanks, Tam. And let's go to Jody. Jody, wrap us up. Give us your name, your age, and what you still go to mummy and daddy for.
I'm Jody. I am 43. I have children and grandchildren, and I still go to my mum to do my delicate washing.
What do you mean, your panties?
Like my cashmere country road jumper that I am not prepared to destroy.
You know what? I don't know how to wash cashmere, Jody. I'm with you. Things like that, nice knits.
How much cashmere's in your wardrobe?
I've got one jumper, and I wear it a couple times a year because I can't wash it. I'm with you on that, Jade.
Oh, that's fantastic. Ducko, who do you... I think I can't go past Tamara going to Mummy and Daddy's for the Tones and I tickets. Tamara, do you want to go see Tones and I, babe?
Tamara, are you mum and dad's?
Yeah. Hey, oh my God, really?
Yeah, you can go.
You can actually, probably can only take one mum or dad. It's probably tickets for two, but.
Yeah.
Probably mum.
Amazing. There you go.
It's all yours. Yeah. Enjoy.
Jess and Ducko.
I know people went to bed last night going, oh my God. Tomorrow on the JD show, we've got the 1 second song game.
Because it has hooked the nation.
Oh, yeah. Because our music guru, Pez, who just floats around the office just doing music stuff, he wins every week. He's beaten Shy Guy. He's pants Shy Guy every week.
He's unbelievable.
I won 1 week, thank you.
No, I don't remember that. Do you remember that, Jess?
No, I don't remember that.
No, I think that's why you still...
Definitely did.
No, mate, you can't keep changing the parameters of this game.
There's no parameter change. I've won a game,
guys. No, you didn't.
Okay, it's written down on the
scoreboard. Listen back to the audio.
Well, last week, we gave you another go to redeem yourself.
I've actually won two. Billy's won one and Pez has won five.
You pooed the bed.
The same amount of weeks you've been on air.
No, because I was talking just beating Pez. Billy beat you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still a win for Billy, though.
Yeah, but we're doing just Pez.
Just, can we move
I've
on,
won
please?
Two games.
Oh, no. You're not even playing this week.
You're not playing because you're
late. Hey. Stop.
As I said last week, Ducko, you know what makes this game so much fun?
Yeah.
All the arguing. Yeah, doesn't it just?
It's so good.
So it's Babs this week versus Pez.
And how are you feeling, Babs? Because we know Pez, psychological warfare. Is he in your head?
No, I'm feeling good today.
Can you
cool, calm, and collected.
You sound confident. Can you
howl? Confident. I want you to howl.
Yeah, give us a howl, Babs.
No.
Oh,
he's already won, Ducko. Is there any point?
He's in your head. Pez is in your head, rent free. So you're playing Pez next. I want you to get your best slang. You're going to throw it at him. And it's the 1 second
sledge,
song.
Yeah,
sledge. You're going to throw it at him. Hopefully that does something.
You got to fight. If you're not going to howl, I don't know how much more we can help you, Babs.
Yeah.
I'll be fine.
Okay.
All right. It's we've got a hell of a game coming up.
And Shy Guys, just to clarify, you're not playing.
Yeah.
That's fine. I had assistance in the theme and I'm very proud of that.
And what did you say about the theme? You think you
would have
got
won this
game? Yeah, well, you know, natural bias. Jess and Ducko. 1 second
song game. Okay.
Here we go.
It's one of the most contentious games we play.
It is.
We invite music guru Pez into the studio. Good morning, Pezzy.
Good morning, team. How are we?
Yeah, fantastic.
The undefeated.
The undefeated. He's an
undisputed.
Unbelievable.
It's getting a bit ridiculous at this point, isn't it?
Pound for pound champ.
He can hear a song and within, I'm going to say milliseconds. Yep. He doesn't even take the whole second.
Nah.
He can identify name and title. But you know who else is pretty good at that game, Ducko?
Not Shy Guy.
It's not Shy Guy, hence why he's not in the room.
Just give me the finger outside. Come on, mate.
It's producer Babs. She's in studio. Good morning, Babsy.
Good morning.
Now, we've been trying to fire you up for the past 5 minutes to get in this man's head.
Yes.
It's the only way you're going to take him down.
Yeah.
Come on, sledge him. Go.
What's in that coffee this morning, Pez? Is it bitch juice?
Oh! Yes!
Ow.
Yes!
I've never trained her.
Oh, I've never heard Babs go savage.
I mean, that's a bit rude.
You are in his head.
Oh, see now.
Yeah, this is
now
great.
He looks
I
mad.
Did not expect that from you at all, Billy. I mean, Babs.
Oh, that's no, so. Man. Is it
maybe? Maybe we poked the bear, Ducko. Oh. That might have been the wrong play.
Well, should we give you the?
I'm a lover, not a fighter. So yes. Concentrate on this.
Babs, he's angry. He's fired up.
Yeah.
Zone in now.
Gotta get mean.
Yep. Gotta get angry. All right. Here's the theme for today. Now we do know there's a little festival happening overseas called Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not focusing on Coachella.
Yeah,
we're
you
focusing
might be thinking, what Coachella artists?
We're focusing on
artists to each.
Ouch. She's a man.
Nelly Furtado fell over on stage.
She popped up during Dom Dolla's set and she absolutely face planted. She is okay.
Yeah.
But we're going to focus on artists who have fallen on stage. Okay?
Okay.
How do we feel about that?
Are you in the zone?
See, neither of you can remember what artists have necessarily fallen on stage. Yeah. And there's been plenty over the years.
There's been so many.
I could name three.
Okay, names are your buzzers.
Now that's another. Are you just going to be Babs?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good. Nice and loud. Here we go. Here's your first one. 1 second song game artist who have fallen over on stage.
Babs.
I did hear Perry.
I heard the P.
What do you mean by Justin Bieber?
He's on the board.
He started strong, as he tends to do.
Bieber fell down in Saskatoon, Canada in 2016. He fell into a trapdoor.
Oh, not in Saskatoon,
sure,
eh?
That's not the first time he's fallen
down. Not the Saskatoon trapdoor, eh?
Very good.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
An alarming thud was heard.
Someone better check on Justin.
And he's Canadian, isn't he?
Yeah,
he is. If he's from Saskatoon.
Except the Canadians don't like to claim him.
Yeah, no, because he's gone off the rails.
Anyway, all right, Babs, that's okay. That's okay. We'll get you back on board. Here's your second one.
Has Madonna, Holiday.
Hey, Babs, is your mic on?
It's on.
Okay.
It's on. You,
okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
She's fallen many times, but one of her famous ones was she tripped on a cape.
I do remember that. Remember the Brit Awards.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
2015.
Oh, my goodness. It's like a music savant.
Come on, Babs.
All right,
got
Babs.
This.
Yeah. I feel like you can get this one, Babs.
Okay.
Here we go. Here we go.
Pez.
Babs. Oh, my God.
Iggy Azalea featuring Charlie XCX. Fancy.
Wow. He got the feet. Did you know that, Babs?
Yeah.
She fell off the stage at the MTV Video Music Awards. Now, Babs, I hate to tell you this. If he gets it, it's over.
To be fair, I've known what they are. I'm just not quick enough.
No, that's what Shy Guy always says. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You need to be first.
This is the thing about Pez. Okay. And get close to that mic and get that B on your lips before you start.
Okay. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, here we go. You need this to stay in the game. We need this to be a comp.
Okay.
Pez.
I heard Babs.
Oh, okay. Well, she can take it.
Is it Harry Styles, Watermelon Sugar?
Yes! Watermelon
Sugar. Woo! It's fine.
That's fine. Fez.
He fell over in a One Direction concert. It is.
The 1D concert, did he?
Yeah, he tripped on his microphone cord.
Poor guy.
I've got to go cordless.
It's
was that
3-1.
In Canada too?
I'd like it. No, San Diego. I'd like it known. If Pez gets this, he still wins.
Okay.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Pez. Ooh. I was going to give you that
Are
one,
Babs. Are you joking? You can get that?
Single soon, Selena Gomez.
You are amazing.
Wow. Wow.
That's crazy.
Did
you know that one, Babs?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
not
Babs. Babs, see
Can we
your
just
words?
Give you the next one? Because we thought Babs might get this next one. Just
let's just keep playing for fun.
This is, but Pez has won. Oh, okay.
Babs, yeah, that's me.
Yes.
That's Foo Fighters. Times Like This.
Good on you. In the most serious of the falls, Dave Grohl broke his leg in Sweden.
Did see that.
Mm. And then another one, just for one more, just for good times. Here we go.
Pez.
Yes, Pez.
Gaga. Poker Face.
He's good, isn't he?
All right.
He remains undefeated.
Oh, you
someone,
are.
Come on, give me a. Just someone
you know what?
Out
Can
there?
I put
come
it
on.
Out, Ducko?
Yes.
131060.
You think you can beat
Pez? Or slide into our DMs.
Yes.
We will get you in the studio. We'll make it as fair
as. Oh, yeah.
Why don't we? Because let's be real, the phones will cause contention.
Yeah.
If you think you can take on Pez,
message us, get involved.
Please message us, get in touch with us. Because.
Yep.
We need someone to take this guy down.
Yeah, yeah. Shy Guy's out there just stewing.
You know what? Can I put a $10 bet on what Shy Guy's going to say?
Yeah.
I would have got most of those.
There he is. Yeah, he's nodding.
He's nodding. Hey, contact us if you think you can beat Pez. Yeah. Well done, Pez Babs.
Thank you.
Unlucky.
Thanks.
Maybe the sledge didn't work in your favour.
Not at all.
That was the Jess and Ducko podcast. Win free McCafe coffee for a year on the My Maccas app. See website for full T&Cs.